Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. I love doing these shows where we're on. By the way, it's Mark.
Okay. Johnny Ray.
Got Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Yep. I love doing the these New Year's Eve, these special editions where we're live on special evenings, holiday evenings, things like that. Because it shows Free Talk Live's commitment to providing live radio. People, the name of the show is Free Talk Live. That's, there's three words involved. People want to call it Free Talk. They want so badly to call this show Free Talk. We probably should have named it Free Talk. But the fact is that live's in our name and live's what we're committed to. And we have done a live show every single day since the Sunday show was brought out about 2, maybe 3 years ago. And before that, every day that wasn't a Sunday for a few years before that. It's been like 6 years since Free Talk Live hasn't been live.
Do you feel good about putting a Sunday show on? It's a fantastic show, of course.
I do feel good.
But if I had worked 6 days a week and then suddenly... Well, you still get a day off, don't you?
I do. I get
Mark's
Friday off.
Mark's day off is Friday.
Yep, I get
and
Friday off.
Technically, Mark's day off from doing the show is Friday. Mark is still selling advertisements on Friday.
That's true too. Well, let's be clear that I'm living the dream. I don't want to make it there's a high level of commitment for what I do. There's no doubt about that. But let's not pretend like there's not people out there. Thank you, truck drivers of America. Thank you, people who are nurses and roofers and the people who are doing the real, the hard work. Because I like what I do, even when I'm selling ads or, making Free Talk Live work. I like it. So it's hard to feel too down. But, yeah, I have a high level of commitment to this fun job. So there you go.
Yep.
855-450-FREE. What we've been doing here is reading the list of the 13 milestones for 2013, how things have changed from a public perception, public polling standpoint over the last year. And 2013, according to PewResearch.org, has been a rather singular year in the way things have changed in the United States. And I felt like things are changing more towards the ideas of liberty over time. You can tell by all the shrill progressive and Democrat articles coming out and calling people in the liberty movement evil and selfish and all those things. My favorite was when the Southern Poverty Law Center published an article about how the anarcho-capitalists were just Tea Party people in disguise. Just... crap.
It shows that they have very little in the way of a research team.
No, well, it doesn't. I mean, it shows that they're scared. These people know what they say is lies. They know it.
I don't think they do.
I think the two are related. I think there's some overlap, and you might see some anarcho-capitalists at a Tea Party gathering, and you might see Tea Partiers at an anarcho-car.
But you see,
I honestly don't think that they have that much in the way of a research team that does good research. And I say this having had someone go do a hidden camera interview with the SPLC's director of research. This lady knew nothing about some of the organizations that they had listed on their Patriot list, which it says at the beginning, being on this list doesn't mean that you're violent. It means that you believe crazy conspiracy theories. And during the interview, she tells the person doing the interview, well, people that believe these crazy conspiracy theories are violent. Well, you say in here that they're not. Well, they're not, but the people that listen to them are. That this guy that did this thing a couple of years ago, do you know what he listened to on a daily basis? Alex Jones.
Right. Well, I mean, but you take a look at many of these, you know, mass murderers in the last couple of years, and they've been Democrats or Republicans.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that you can draw any kind of conclusion from this information doesn't seem very solid to me. But, you know, I think that the ideas of liberty are getting much more traction than they had 10 years ago when Free Talk Live started doing this, actually 11 for us, but started doing this sort of thing.
I think we're learning tonight that more and more people in this country don't trust the government to define who is crazy and who isn't crazy for them anymore.
Well, here's number 7. It's a record 40% of all households with children under the age of 18 include mothers who are either the sole or primary source of income for the family. Now, I don't know whether this is good news or bad news, because what this says to me is that women can be the main earner in a household. Also, you see much higher rates during this economic downturn. You've seen, as far as unemployment goes, much higher rates of male unemployment than you've seen of female unemployment. Higher rates of minority unemployment than all those. I think that's fair to mention also. So, you know, this isn't saying that families are broken necessarily, but that women are coming into their own to some extent as far as these numbers go. What you'll often hear, the biggest complaint of feminists, it seems to me, is, you know, that, hey, if you look at the top 500 executives in the world, women are fewer than 10%. As though that is, in and of itself, a complete picture of where women in the marketplace is. And I think that that's, you know, I think that this poll shows that the fact that a record 40% of all households with children under the age of 18 include a mother who is either the sole or primary source of income for the family shows that, you know, in fact, that's not the case. Women are providers.
And there are a bunch of people that want to point to another statistic and claim that women make, what is it, 78 cents for every dollar that a man earns.
Yeah, but if you remove women with children from that that number, then it can change things.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of women that are in two-income households, the woman will work either a part-time job or a job making less than what she could potentially make if she were to be the primary breadwinner.
Also,
something else, it doesn't take into account the large amounts of money that professional male athletes make that totally skew that number.
And I think that it's also fair to say that, you know, I mean, women who are in the workplace generally are mothers first and workers second, whereas men generally, I'm only drawing generalizations here, this is sort of a societal norm, are workers first and fathers second. So if it if the kid's sick and has to come home from school, I suspect most of the time it's the mother that picks them up as opposed to the father, that when they're sick and they have to stay home, mom stays home, you know, these kind of things. And, you know, a mom as an employee can be a really great thing, but it can be a kind of crappy thing, too, for an employer. So those are things that one needs to weigh. I don't think that I think that certainly single females or childless, what do they call that, nulliviparous females, do carry some of the onus of vulviparous women, but not all of it, not most of it, I don't even think. That's what my opinion is on it. Anyway, number 8 here, the U.S., which has a total population of 317 million, I heard it was 16 yesterday, whatever, give or take a mil here, is now home to a record 40.4 million immigrants. So the number of immigrants is at an all-time high. The percentage of immigrants is not. The United States has had larger populations of immigrants in the past, but it's interesting that there's more immigrants because the population's higher. So,
you know, I find these numbers stories bounce off me, Mark. Why did you bring this? I keep trying to think of something, and then I get wrapped around, and no, I don't. But when, like, the 36% of young people, 36% of millennials who are staying home was, that number doesn't mean anything to me, really.
Well, it means
Daryl rephrased it in a way that was a little more palatable for me.
Just over 1 in 3 people that is considered a millennial, which was under the age of what?
18 to 30.
So one in three people between 18 and 30 still lives at home with their parents.
I think on the radio you've got to be very careful with statistics, but hopefully percentages. I try to round them up to the nearest 1%. Uh-huh. And also I don't give just a bunch of, you know, rattle off just a bunch of numbers one after another because I think that that's useless. But, you know, it's worth looking at. 855 450 free. Do you think America's changed? 855 450 free.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Live. New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. Nobody's drinking. Nobody drinking, you know, it's against the FCC rules to drink while on the air.
I'm consuming dihydrogen monoxide.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Okay. alcoholic beverages of any sort.
Ah, yes.
Now, I wonder what that means, though.
Does Don Imus used to consume straight vodka?
But did he say he did it?
He said years later, after getting fired for various other reasons.
All right, then I don't think it matters at that point. It is just an FCC rule, and all they can do is take you off the air, to find the stations on which your show is. But what does it mean to not be able to drink on air? What if I stop talking for a moment, have a drink, and have I been drinking on the air? How long between, I can't really be talking and drinking at the same time, it's just like physically possible. So if I drink during the breaks, am I drinking on air? Because I can assure you I've seen that happen on radio stations. It doesn't happen on Free Talk Live. But
yeah, I believe the intent is you are not to either be or become intoxicated during your program.
I don't want to hear your intents. That's the problem with laws. All that matters is the crap they wrote down. And by the way, it's not a law. It's just an FCC rule.
And sometimes the rules do say, with the intent to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Even if you don't have the intent, they'll still arrest you.
Yeah, some guy, just some boozer, some booze hound, was really mucking up the airwaves, and somebody said, there ought to be a law.
There ought to be a law! Well, yeah, there's also there's these stunts that radio stations will do where they have a host or a DJ drink and drive on a closed course with a police officer there nearby.
Uh-huh.
So they'll actually, under under the guidance of a police officer, drink and drive and just sort of show and tell what will happen, intoxicated people on a closed course and that kind of thing. So that's kind of interesting, and it's helpful to the public. I mean, people can see that, maybe I don't drive as well as I thought I did. But and anyway, we were talking about Bitcoin's becoming the world reserve currency or a world reserve currency.
Yes.
In the last segment. First thing on that road, if that's what you want to see happen, is you got to buy things with Bitcoins. It's not just a commodity that you buy and sell. It's a currency, and it needs to be used for what it's intended to be used for. As a matter of fact, Bitcoin, its transaction volume has eclipsed the transaction volume of Western Union. So
how about that?
That puts it on quite a playing field. You can go and get more than 500,000 consumer electronics items at bitcoinstore.com. They have a 0% markup. They're made by the world's, they're distributed by the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. And there's no markup. Because at bitcoinstore.com, they want people to be able to get the items that they can get at Amazon and a variety of these other places with Bitcoins. So you can only use Bitcoins at bitcoinstore.com, but it's going to show that that those items are less costly. And just go take a look. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. Delighted with the service I got from Bitcoin Store. Shipping's free on orders over $100 and $5 for orders below. BitcoinStore.com.
Ron Paul and I used to envision a future of competing currencies than one monolithic sort of a thing. But you know what? I feel like Bitcoin's kind of changed the game now. It's changed the way I feel about all things.
Well, you've got a favorite, but let's not forget that the marketplace abhors a monopoly. It abhors it. And so if there is a freedom in currencies, then Bitcoin can't be the monopoly.
Okay, I'll buy that.
World reserve currency status, whether it's legal or just sort of de facto, doesn't necessarily mean that it is not as a monopoly. It just means that it is the greatest by a margin, I would say. So let's go to the phone. We have is it Hesland? We'll find out here in a second. Hesland, calling from Georgia. Listen on TuneIn. Hesland, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Well.
Good. Okay, I just had one thing to say ask of each of you guys.
Okay.
For Johnny, a game of the week that I thought you might be interested in. Have you ever played Lolo for the Nintendo?
No, I haven't.
No?
I've heard of it.
Awesome puzzle game. It's timeless. It doesn't get old. It's very puzzly, Check that one out and...
I absolutely will. How do you spell it? L-O-L-O?
That's it. Yeah.
All
actually,
right.
It's Adventures of Lolo.
Okay, Adventures of Lolo. What Nintendo Entertainment System?
Yeah, the original NES.
All right, looking forward to
you
it.
You can get an emulator. Yeah, you can get an emulator and then download the ROM.
Oh man, I got this tablet. I got this tablet, this Microsoft tablet. I can get an emulator off their store, and I can plug a 360 controller into it and play Nintendo games. So I'm going to try that. Lolo, it's coming.
NES Lite, I think it is called. NES Lite.
App. All right. That's the emulator.
Yeah.
Now, did you have two? You had a question for each of us, right?
Well, yeah. Question, statement. I don't know. Was that a question or a statement?
It was a question of, have you heard of this game?
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Okay.
What's Daryl's? What's the question for Daryl?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to leave that one for last.
Okay.
Next one for Mark. this is so lame. But do you really like camping, hunting, or shooting gear?
I like the camping gear. I don't shoot. I'm legally prohibited from owning a firearm, and you won't find me out practicing shooting or much. I used to be quite a shot when I was younger with a rifle, but I'm probably not as good as. I did kill a gopher with an air rifle not too long ago. Caught him right behind the neck, so I guess I'm not in too bad a shape as far as it goes. But
jeez, morbid.
What?
Okay,
Did you eat the gopher? No, that was a great question. I like camping too. I haven't been camping in too long.
I hike at least weekly. I wish I could go more.
Robin Hood and I were thinking about doing a weekly Monadnock run.
Way up the Monadnock, that's a commitment.
Yeah.
Yep. So okay, anyway, go on.
Lastly, for Daryl, I know what you feel about the Zeitgeist movement, and I just want to let you know I'm a hybrid libertarian/Zeitgeist movement dude, and I'm going to be moving to Keene probably in 2014, so I'm looking forward to talking to you.
I'm looking forward to just hearing the conversations, because I have wondered in my own mind whether some of the stuff that the Zeitgeist folks say is like predicting the future, as it were, is likely to happen, that a certain level of socialism will come with robots, with the wealth created by more automation. And I wonder to myself, I wonder what the world will look like. I don't know about these concentric circle city things. I'm not really sold on that.
I don't like the whole idea of like socialism with a computer. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Do you like the idea of people being able to choose that for themselves?
But if you listen to the people that support the resource-based economy, you don't get to choose that.
Well, I understand, but if it's as far as I'm concerned, if you want your computer overlord, that's yours to have. Hessel, thanks for the call.
Something in between libertarianism and that would be cool.
There you go. 855, 450, free. Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. It's a perfect night to call into Free Talk Live because they ain't no waiting here on Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Live New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. And we are bringing you a live show.
And not only is it live, but we're not doing one of these end of the year. The ball's going to drop in 4 hours and 27 minutes.
It's a countdown to some arbitrary moment in time.
Well, we're still doing a New Year's show, though.
Yeah, we're saying it's New Year's Eve.
Right.
And we're doing New Year's type stories, the milestones of the year. Did anybody figure out what the European milestone was? The furlong rock.
Right.
Leagues.
I couldn't figure it out. Although marker. The term milestone does go back to Roman times.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Yeah. There we go. We are partnered with an organization called Passport to Freedom. They're putting on an event in Las Vegas. Well, I guess it's almost January now, so it's coming up in like 3 weeks. It's January 23rd through the 26th. And you can go to passport.freetalklive.com to find out more about it. What it is it's a intimate sort of event where people are going to be discussing the pros and cons of staying in the United States and go or leaving. If you're going to leave, where are you going to go? How are you going to do it? People have answers. Jeff Berwick, for instance, from what's the name of his Gulch Gulch Chili. He's going to be there talking about, I imagine he's a leaver, what I would say his position would be. But there are people who are going to say that staying in the United States is a good idea, and they're going to give you things to implement to keep more freedom in your life here in the United States. And I think that this is going to be a really interesting event. Stephanie Murphy of The Sunday Show is going to be going, and I'm excited that she's going to be there because I want to hear about what she found out when she went. And
she operates Free Aid, FR33Aid.com.
She's
that
got
right?
Pork Therapy, PRC Therapy.
She's going to be on a panel with Ernie Hancock of Freedom's Phoenix, and she will be talking about Bitcoin.
There you go.
She's stopping pork therapy.
Is she?
I thought she was getting out of the pork therapy business.
I don't know the answer to that. I haven't heard that.
Maybe she's just changing the name.
There you go. Passport.freetalklive.com to get your tickets and get over there. Let's go to the phones. It's Freedom Guy. Looks like he's made that name up just for Free Talk Live. Freedom Guy, what's your mind?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for having me on again. Hey, I wanted to ask two questions, and then I have an idea and a statement.
it sounds like you've got notes. Go ahead.
I do, actually.
It's a wise thing to do.
Do you guys get a discount for the product placement? I'm looking at that pizza box in the corner.
Yeah, not on the cam. We just don't have enough viewers on the cam to get a product placement discount. But I'll tell you, Free Talk Live has definitely pimped pizza before. Back when we were in the local days, we definitely talk about you. You send us a pizza, we will definitely talk about your pizza parlor.
No, what happened with the pizza? I was hungry, so I ordered the pizza about half an hour before the show went on, and it arrived just before we went on the air, and I've been selling slices to the other guys sitting here in the studio trying to recoup my cost of supper.
A bucket slice is a deal.
I've been blowing my Free Talk Live Christmas bonus on Daryl's pizza.
That's right. We gave Johnny Ray a bonus. And
Don't tell him how much. I want people knowing that.
The floors are really a mess in here, and since you're the Free Talk Live janitor, I'm thinking that you got your Christmas bonus. It should be clean.
Yep.
Go ahead, Freedom Guy.
So going back, you guys were talking about milestones earlier, and I thought of a great idea for a marijuana protest. It's called the Milestoners.
Nice.
It's kind of like Hands Across America, except you get a stoner to stand at each mile marker on every highway in America.
Hold on, I've got a better idea. And, you know, I'm not saying that your idea is not good.
Sure.
If you get a 1 mile long chain of stoners and a really large joint and have the line stop on the steps of a state capitol and then have the guy, you know, 1 mile away, start the joint, puff, puff, and pass. And then it ends up with the guy standing on the steps of the state house taking the final puff.
There you go.
Ooh, that's a mighty big roach.
Yeah, it's going to keep on going and going, that's for sure.
I did see a picture of a guy with a joint made of 1 ounce of cannabis.
Oh, is that like from Cheech and Chong's greatest hit?
No, it was from the Seattle state house in Washington State celebrate the legalization.
I live in Washington State, so I must have been high and missed it.
I'm looking for Ian's sound drops here. He always has these audio drops he'll put in with the bong hit or the person smoking. I don't even know where those things are on the computer. I'm looking here.
The ice clinking and the drink pouring. A classic.
Always got stuff like that. Love.
Classic.
No clue where that stuff is on the computer.
I found it interesting, too, and speaking of Seattle, you were talking about the less-than-legalness of consuming alcohol on air. On the local rock station in Seattle, every day at, I want to say it's 5 p.m., just at drive time, the three comedy jocks that are, you know, in the studio on the local rock station do a daily toast, and, you know, they have a little thing that they say, and then, you know, you hear them clinking and chugging. So I wasn't aware that it was illegal to do so, and
I'm not saying it's illegal. It's against FCC rules, and radio's entertainment, man. Those hosts are lying to you, or they're not drinking alcohol, or, you know, a variety of things.
Because they're Clear Channel stations, so I would imagine that, you know, they're staying out of you know, the business of, you know, being rebellious and violating the FCC.
I don't know. Howard Stern was on Clear Channel for a long time.
That was pre-Janet Jackson's boob.
A lot of fines.
Yeah,
that was pre-boob, too.
That was pre-boob, and Clear Channel's new policy is, if in doubt, leave it out. So I've got to say that I think that they're toasting. I think they're toasting glasses of soft drinks. Would be
they fun. Might not even be toasting anything and they just playing not. A sound drop.
They could very well be doing that. It
yeah,
is.
They
radio.
Don't actually say like what they're drinking. They just, you know, they say they have a poem. It's like we pour this booze, we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the lips and down the throat to party in our tummy, something like that.
Yeah, delightful.
All right, so I'll let you guys go in a second, but my question is, and this sort of revolves around statism and bureaucracy a little bit because I can see it going way too far, but Mark, I think you and I are right around the same age in our early 40s,
yeah.
And you know, in my lifetime, the hyphenated last name is something that's sort of, you know, come up as I have. It's only about as old as we are.
Okay.
Right,
I've seen it, but I mean,
right,
you know,
you
only the avant-garde I mean, with the special types of glasses would call themselves hyphenated back in the day.
Right, exactly. You know, but you see this now where it's like, you know, the mom had a kid with one guy and then, you know, got married to another guy, and so now the kid's stuck with this hyphenated last name. Well, let's say, you know, Junior, who has a hyphenated last name, meets a girl that's got a hyphenated last name, and they hyphenate. Get married. Right. So where does the hyphenated last name thing end?
I think that it's an individual choice, really, is what people, you know, need to you know, decide with this thing. I don't think it's going to be a real problem because people aren't going to choose to allow themselves to have too long of a name. They're going to figure out.
Or people could do what they do in some other cultures to where they'll give the child 15 middle names.
Yeah.
To where they take the last name of all of the grandparents and put that in as, you know, the middle names before the official surname.
I went to school with a guy who was had a Catholic dad, a Catholic mom, and a Jewish dad, and his name was Robert Joseph Patrick Aloysius Lieberman. Actually, his last name wasn't Lieberman, but it was Jewish. So I mean, he had a quite a longy, but obviously we just called him Bob.
John Jacob Jingle.
All right, Heimer, well, happy New Year, guys.
Thanks, Freedom Guy. Appreciate it. You can give us a call on the Skype line at lrn.fm. That's the username. If you aren't connected with us, just send us a contact request. We'll approve it right during the show. You can give us a call. It's lrn.fm and 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind here on New Year's Eve. Drunken ramblings or whatever. 855-453.
It's water, actually, I swear.
If you could actually pound the numbers into your phone at this point.
And if you're playing the webcam Johnny Ray drinking game, where you drink every time he sits up, he perches up on the end of his chair and then sits back down and perches up and sits back down, then you haven't drank any, because I quit that stuff cold turkey.
What are you talking about? Why you stopped perching, is because you started the Johnny Ray drinking game.
I have no clue. What is this perching of which you speak?
Where he pretends he's a little bird, and he does this motion right here, where he's got his feet on the front of the chair, and then he sort of
squats.
That's
where the cool kids sit.
Is it? Oh, I hope so.
That's the way four-year-olds sit.
That's kind of what I got the idea.
The younger you are, the cooler you are. Also, the more ethnic you are, the cooler you are. So sit like an ethnic four-year-old. I'm with it.
All right, moving on.
Wow.
What? These aren't the rules? I thought these were the rules. If these aren't the rules, somebody needs to tell me. 855-450-FREE.
I think you're making up the rules.
That's the rules as I understood them. Let's go.
Says the kid wearing the Captain America vest with the little eyes cut out of the hoodie part.
Whoa. Did I suggest I was trying to be cool? I tried to do the opposite of it. This is the jacket that was bought for me by my son for Christmas, and I love it, but I am aware that it is not cool wear.
I think your kid wanted to wear the jacket himself.
Of course.
He bought the one that was your size by mistake.
No, he has his own costumes, and he likes to wrestle on the bed with Daddy wearing his costume. There's no doubt about it. But I don't try to be cool. I don't have any reason to be cool. I'm a farmer.
That's how you do it, though. And I, for one, I got to tell you, when I walked in, I love it, and I still love it. It's got that big star, and when I came in, I was really excited. It was because it was going to be Mark, you, me, and Daryl on the show. That's never happened before. I was excited about that. You look great with a big star. And it wasn't only until later that I was like, wait a minute, the hood has got eye holes in it?
Yeah,
what's going on over there?
It's pretty bizarre. I rarely put it up, only for the comedic effect. So anyway, let's go to Bobby calling in from Lakeland, Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Happy New Year's, boys. I'm so glad y'all are doing a show. I got to go to work at 3 a.m. in the morning, but
oh my.
Give me a couple tokes in, you know, if I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Bobby, I want you to be really careful on the roads going into 3 a.m. That's when the amateurs are out in force. You're going to be on the road. You're gonna have an advantage over them. You're not going to be bleary-eyed, but be careful out there.
I will. I want to talk a little bit about police brutality also.
Yes?
I knew them for a couple months, and we were in this guy's neighborhood, and you guys have talked about this before, about how, like, these little neighborhoods will set up, like, a quote-unquote park, where they'll have a two-person swing set and, like, maybe a little wooden gazebo. This is what this had. So they had a little park. There were no kids out, and it was the middle of the day, like, I don't know, like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the day, and the three of us are sitting at a little gazebo next to the two-person swing set, and they consider this the park. And we were toking a little bit, and I didn't have anything on me, but I knew the other two guys did have something on them. And there was a cul-de-sac that was right next to the quote-unquote park. And we were sitting there, you know, just chilling out, and a police cruiser pulled up right in the cul-de-sac, and these guys came running out, you know, like they were trying to catch a bird.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Have you heard a noise like that? Trying to catch a burglar. Go ahead. There was a weird a noise that came out.
Very weird noise.
People are doing fireworks behind me.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're trying to catch an armed robber or something. And we're sitting there, and we just got done smoking a toke. And I knew these other two guys had some stuff on them, but I didn't know they didn't know their rights. So the police, they come up, and immediately they scream at us, "What are you guys doing here? What are you doing?" And I just told them, I took the lead. I told them, "Well, we're just hanging out here." And they said that they got some complaints from the neighbors that there are rowdy people at the park. And I told
them. By the way, it's difficult to know whether this is a true statement or not. Police will often say things like this in order to, like, they don't, what they're suggesting is they just recently got a call from a neighbor that, you know, says rowdy people in the park. But they could have gotten this call 3 months ago, and they, you know, what the statement they just made is still true. So police officers will use misinformation in order to see if they can find a crime.
And it's perfectly legal for them to do so.
It's legal for them to lie.
They can lie under oath, and it's still legal.
Wow, I didn't know that. Thought that would be a problem.
So the cops then say, "You're a big guy. You better be glad you didn't run, because we would have had to chase you down and took you down the hard way."
Oh, these guys sound like wonderful public servants.
So you got to worry about me running. He says, "Well, I want to do a pat down on you. I'm going to do a check." And I said, "No, sir, I refuse a check." And he says, "Well, I'm going to check you anyways." And I said, "No, sir, I refuse a check." And he says, "Well, I can check you for weapons if I want to."
Terry Pat can. So he can check you for a Terry Pat.
Yes, but I tried to refuse as much as I could, but he got up and he patted me down, and he almost grabbed my sack, basically. I mean, it was very rude of him, and he patted me down, and I thought the other two guys, you know, would be with my lead and refuse also, but they were chanting on, "Oh, just let him pat you down, just let him pat you down," because they were thinking that if I just let them do that, that they're just going to go away. But they didn't. After they patted me down, they took the other two guys and patted them down. And when they patted them down, I knew they had a little something in their pocket. And as soon as they got up, I was thinking, guys, you guys should have still tried to do something. And
what they should have done in the circumstance, Bobby, is what they should have done is say, "I'm going home. Am I being detained?" Because there is no reason for them to stay there. Just because a police officer comes up and talks to you does not mean you have to continue to talk to them. You don't even have to stay there for the Terry Pat. I don't think that there's even any law that says that an individual has to stand still for a Terry Pat. I no longer am participating in a conversation, because a Terry Pat is if you are participating in a conversation with a police officer, he needs to be confident that you don't have a weapon that you could conceal that you could use on him. I'm no longer participating in the conversation. Is the Terry Pat even viable at that point? You can Terry Pat me as I'm walking home, officer. Good luck.
then they would probably say that you're disorderly, resisting arrest, and make up a whole bunch of other charges.
They could.
Because you're not doing exactly what they want.
Am I being detained, officer? I just need to be clear on this. Officer Darrell, am I being detained?
Yes.
Well, then I'll just stay here for your Terry Pat, but I'd like to know your probable cause. What's your probable cause? Because it needs to be articulable. You did get that in...
We got a call about a disturbance here, and we have to make sure that there's no crimes being committed.
You think I did that disturbance?
That's why we're here investigating.
All right,
Mr. Mark.
No, then I guess you can give me my Terry Pat at that point if you think that that's a probable cause, but it's not going to go much further than that.
That's great information. Like, if something happens to me like that again, I'll be even more direct. Hopefully, I won't be in that situation again, but you never know. I'll be even more direct and actually use what you just said, Mark, because I like that, because that's an even better statement than what I was doing. And these two guys, they went to jail, and I was the only one driving. Geez. I had my van, and they let me go, and I walked off, and I thought it was very rude of them. I tried to learn my rights, but the guys I was with, they just rolled over, and I think people got to know you can't just roll over. And I love you guys because you guys give out information like that and tell people what they can and can't do and ways that they can resist the system without getting in trouble or at least trouble as they can.
Yeah, it's not legal advice because legal advice is no darn good anyway. But I think that people have to exercise their rights. They have to not go along with this. There's no reason for it. A Terry Pat is intended to keep a police officer safe, and police officers are not endangered by people walking away. So.
Happy New Year's, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Let's see what Ma Dog has to say here on Skype.
My dog.
My dog.
What's up, my dog?
Hey, fellas. I'm here to talk about sleaze, and I noticed that we've got a sausage fest here. So I'm hoping that one of the co-hosts tonight is well acquainted with sleaze.
You mean porn?
No, just kind of like the sleazy vibe kind of thing. So here's an idea that I got, and I usually don't share half-baked ideas in case somebody steals it. But this is one that I can't implement myself because I'm not sleazy enough to go through with it. And what I've got to know is any of you well acquainted with strip clubs?
I've been to a few. Sure.
I've been to two strip clubs on a total of two occasions. The first time I was 18, my dad and my brother took me to a strip club in Tijuana. The second time I went to a strip club, I had to accompany my lesbian roommate and her girlfriend when I lived in Myrtle Beach.
Well, we will just find out what my dog has to say about strip clubs here, coming up here in the...
It involves strippers and Bitcoin.
The strippers and Bitcoin.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snorting!
You make them bundle up. We relieve your congestion.
Yay!
You challenge them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.